This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The artist that we have sitting right next to us here at the Immigration Museum is by the name of Callum Preston. He's a designer, a painter, a custom prop and set builder, and he has opened a portal here at the Immigration Museum into the 90s happy place that he has called Videoland.
Hey.
Which is where I've got my beautiful Videoland membership card. Callum, welcome.
Hello. How fortuitous that I'm right here when you wanted to understand what this video card was.
You're so clever.
Yeah, that's part of the service. I come whenever you say my name, I'll appear and explain what I've done.
Now, your list of credits, designer, painter, custom prop and set building, How did you get into this field?
They let me write my own bio. That's how I get to put all those things down. No, it's honestly the creative career, as I'm sure you guys know very well, is it's a lot of different fires burning at once to make one sort of creative life. So I've done a little bit of everything and sort of learnt along the way.
Are you trained in set design or?
No, I studied advertising. Right. So I guess the dark art of marketing is
okay.
You know, I've applied that advertising skills to my own work. And I'm also a qualified high school art teacher. And I left that at the age of 22 to try to get some life experience so I had something to teach said children.
Oh.
I thought I'd go back to it when I was old, like 30, and now I'm turning 40 this year. So I'm still learning to be able to take that back. But
would you ever go back?
You know what? I really enjoy working in schools, but I've found that with what I do now, it's more valuable as something I can take in and provide. I've done workshops. I've been an artist in residence at schools. And rather than the full year of being a teacher, I'm able to experience and also different schools in different areas to be able to do things. So that's always on my radar.
What about collaborating with people? Do you do that?
I do. I come from a large street art studio called Everfresh, and we began our world collaborating. That was how we did it in the early days of Melbourne sort of street art, 2004.
Are you a painter as well?
So street art stuff is how we all met, and there's a number of artists from that studio who all have their own practice now. We all went on to do lots of different things. We're all still connected through that studio. Roan being one of those artists, people like Fibs,
amazing,
and Megs.
You're mixing with the big guys.
So we all met in 2003 when there was nothing to really aim for. It was growing at that stage. So it's amazing to get to see what everyone does with that career now.
And it's blossomed so much here in Melbourne, hasn't it? That whole street art scene, and it's one of the big cities of the world.
I mean, it's part of the global marketing of Melbourne is the culture of that artwork. Not only do we have amazing institutions that are showing art, but it's literally on the street outside.
Now, we've been messing around with your membership card that we've got.
Yes.
But what, and David's got the hat as well.
Yes.
What have you created for the Joy exhibition?
Yeah, well, I mean, the brief for the show in surmised into something colourful and joyful, it instantly reminded me of this idea, which has been in my mind for quite a while, of what about that feeling of being able to wander the video store like we used to? It wasn't taken away from us in a foul swoop, but just sort of petered out, and so you don't really notice. So I thought about how if I knew of a place where I could see that, I would definitely go and check it out. So it's been on my mind thinking if I found the right place to do that. So when the museum approached me to be part of Joy and to react to that brief, that was what I brought back to them, and they graciously were very excited and really made it work for me to be able to have a space with thousands of things that people can touch and feel. And, it's an unusual museum experience, I suppose.
And it is a video store.
Oh, yeah, we could open VHS, tomorrow, I guess, if it was to be a real store.
Has anyone bought it up and gone, can I buy it?
I've had a couple of disappointed people when I say this is actually art. it's not completely, but you know, people do understand because it's such a, there is a handful of places. There's a place in Richmond called Picture Search. You can go and rent and buy videos from, but now in 2024, that's really a boutique experience. That's very different to how it was. Every stripper shops had a little video shop or a big video shop.
Yep.
So yeah, I just hope that it's reminded. And I know it has, because people have messaged me. I came to your show and I saw the movie X and I haven't thought about that in years, and I found it on streaming and I've watched it again and I loved it so much.
Fantastic.
Because there's no algorithm in there. It's just what you see on the shelf.
Yeah.
I certainly found that myself walking through before. All these movies on the shelf and so many of them that I would love to see again.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I almost pulled a couple off and I was, thought, no, I won't do that because this is art. It might not be stuck to the wall with a bit of tape, but it's art.
Oh, you're encouraged to handle them though, because there's, you know, we used to have to make a decision based off a couple of sentences and a couple of little photos and your hard-earned $6 down.
I did notice that some of them were actually in alphabetical order too.
Yeah, I mean, the whole place is in alphabetical order. It just goes from varying states of disarray depending on how many visitors we've had.
Yeah.
But we love that. We want people to be able to touch and see the tapes.
But the wonderful thing is you've recreated this video store, a VHS store, but there's even, as David took a photo of it actually, the air conditioner, the 70s air conditioner on the side.
Yeah. I had a visitor the other day who took a photo of the air conditioner and said, I live in a rental property and this is the air conditioner we have and they've just raised our rent. So I'm sending them a message to say, it's literally in a museum.
We can't be doing this. But the other gorgeous part of it is the carpet. Tell our listeners, what's your carpet?
Yeah, so the amazing people down at GH Commercial in Geelong came on board to sponsor the whole show along with Taubman's, and they have provided the ability to print carpet. So as much as you would print a piece of paper, this is a giant printer that can print white carpet into whatever you dream. So my carpet is reminiscent of that movie theater, roller skating rink, chaotic, you know, it's made to have spills and vomit and all sorts of things from children all over. I suppose that would be, we don't want that in here, but that's what it hides. So it's a chaotic mess. It's like fireworks.
It's such a lovely carpet. But what caught my eye at the counter was the television. It was one of the older style CRT televisions displaying video advertising.
Yeah, that's actually my television. I got that for, I think, my 14th birthday.
Oh, wow.
So
you don't throw anything away.
No. And these kind of shows.
Your poor suffering wife. She's holding her head.
But then these shows just enable me further because I go, look, it's worth it. No, she's a huge supporter of that.
Now talking about your wife, what's over here? Is there a little
this is the
shop?
This is the Callum Preston Mini Mart, I suppose. So this is our little pop-up merch stand, I guess, while I'm here today, which is I'm here to join you both, but also I like to come in sort of one weekend a month and work in the shop. I work in the pretend shop. Mo works in the real shop. And
are you selling product from there? Well, David's got a cap on.
Yeah, we've got hats, we've got T-shirts, you know, all of the merchandise that you would probably things you wouldn't expect. We've got bum bags and pens and candles and all sorts, but it's all just really fun, bright, colorful, joyful stuff. And a lot of people, because they can't take a video away with them, are looking for something to remember their visit. So they have a hat or a keychain or whatever it is.
Yeah. But the one thing we didn't mention about the carpet, what's actually written on the carpet?
So it has my name. Callum Preston's Videoland is all throughout. It's a big repeating pattern. Someone asked me the other day, where did you find the carpet? And I said, if I found carpet with my name printed on it, I would be thinking that I'm being spoken to by a higher power here.
So. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, like, now that it's up and running and you're getting great feedback from it, what does it tell you? You know, what does it mean to you that, you know, like you've done this, you've had the fun, would have been a lot of work, you know, finding all these VHSs. What's it telling you now?
Well, the experience of being in the store is great because I get to see everyone's reactions. And what it tells me is that my generation or the youngest generation that can remember a video store upwards have a great memory of it and they love it and enjoy it. And a lot of them are bringing their children in and saying, mate, look at this, how fantastic. And the general response from the children is, can we go back to the bunny rabbit room? Because they don't really get it. You know, we lived through that. Whereas they say, oh, I recognize Toy Story. That's my favorite movie. And then the next question is, can we watch it? But the parents will generally say, well, that's not why. It's more about the So I totally respect that you have to have lived through it to really be excited on the level that we are. But that's nostalgia. Nostalgia only exists if you were there the first time around, yeah. I suppose.
And are you caught up in that world? It's all nostalgia that you like?
Definitely. I mean, I think that's a lot of my work has a seed of that in it, either extreme like this one or little parts. But I just think it's sometimes people think of nostalgia with a sort of sad memory to it. It's longing for this lost thing. But I really think of it as a celebration of parts of our history in different ways.
Yeah.
And it's just really nice to do something and have it be so universal. I've had friends visit who are from Brazil who go, this is exactly like my Saturday nights used to be. And to picture someone in a far-off country I've never even visited, and we had the same sort of childhood, even though it was so different in other ways, is really it's a unifying experience. Mm.
Now being part of this one wonderful exhibition, a joy here at the Immigration Museum, I asked Spencer the same question. Is, you know, and the wonderful thing is you're here for a long time, aren't you?
Yes.
So it's into next year.
Yes.
And, you know, would you like to see it move on, your little video store?
Good question. Yeah, we're here all the way through August 2025, which is a lifetime away, really. But
well, for an artist.
Yeah, yes.
And to have that much exposure
it's
for
fantastic.
It. Isn't that good?
And it really allowed us all to go the extra mile. If something's only up for a few months, you know, there's lots of factors involved with creating art, budgets and timing and all these things. To have such a long-running show means that we could all go all out and you get such a better result. Well, I would love to see it travel in some capacity, but with, you know, just shy of 2,500-ish cassette tapes, that's a lot of boxes, plus all the, you know, it doesn't move easily. So finding the right home for it in the future is definitely an option. I have the storage space to be able to take it out of here and keep it together.
Oh, okay.
So keeping it together is the key element, and then rebuilding it somewhere else is definitely a possibility.
Are there new releases being released over the next 12 months?
It's funny. I put two new releases in there today.
And did you?
Yeah, that was My Cousin Vinny from 1994 and Beethoven number 2, which is about 95.
Because you actually said that there's lots that you haven't put in there because, you know, like you keep on finding them.
Yeah, and I've stopped collecting. We put a stop on that, although we did.
The wife's shaking.
She enabled me last weekend. We bought 4 more tapes just because they were screaming at our name at the op shop. But I mean, I have more tapes because I simply ran out of room for the amount I had collected, and there was a few that, you know, I had duplicates of, or they didn't quite fit the brief. I have a instructional video on how to use your Fisher & Paykel dishwasher. There's a few things that. When I was buying boxes of tapes off random people, you end up with some weird stuff. So
that's really interesting.
Yeah, if anyone's got the Fisher & Paykel dishwasher, I'm willing to sell
them?
It. Yeah,
oh, okay. Yeah. That's a good point.
Mm.
So, you know, like, you're here with these other people in the exhibition, and they've got their, you know, like you mentioned the bunny, which we'll be talking about a little bit later on. How important is it for an artist to be part of a collective exhibition?
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic because not only do we get to bounce our work off each other in the space, we get to give people that experience of, you know, it's sort of a bit of an assault on the senses in there. There's tactile things, there's colourful things, there's all different sorts of sounds. So there's that side of it. But also we all, the first walkthrough of the space was all of the artists together, exploring what was essentially a building site at the time. The previous show was being stripped out. And so in the time that we were building the show, I definitely crossed paths with Spencer and Becky and Nixie at different times. And it was, how's it going? Are you? And, oh, yeah, good. I'm on this part. And, oh, did you put that form in? Yeah, I did the thing. So it's a bit of a shared experience. But community in art in general, it's finding your scene and finding your group of people is so important, supporting each other's shows and going to group shows.
Well, you were chatting with Spencer and I actually said, oh, did you guys know each other? And you did.
Yeah.
And your comment was?
What was that? Comment?
It's a small town.
Oh,
small
yeah.
Community.
It is. I mean, you know, you go to an art show on a Friday night in Fitzroy, and you do start to see the same faces. Although as I get older, they get younger and younger, and there's new generations coming through, which is exciting. They're making their own space.
So what does that mean to you? You know, like, and you're not very old anyway, but you know, like seeing the young people coming up, you know, like, and what they're doing, and are you looking over your shoulder going, wow, I never thought of that.
No, it's great. My wife and I live in Fitzroy, and we often are wandering around, and what was previously an empty shop front will all of a sudden have hundreds of young people out the front with this new art show, and we've never heard or seen any of the people, and it's their generation coming through and making new spaces and pushing those boundaries, because that's what we used to do.
Thank you so much for chatting with us today, and thank you. You know, like, great personality, you know, like, it's fun. And you're enjoying every minute of it.
Oh, that's great.
You're the perfect person for a video shop.
Thank you. Thank you to Joy for coming and seeing Joy.
And thank you, Callum, for my membership card of the library. I must go and choose a few
once
videos.
Once you repay your fines, you'll
very,
be
very shortly. Callum Preston has been a guest here on Sunday Arts, coming to you from the Immigration Museum, celebrating their Joy exhibition.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.